We take our text this morning from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The original language puts the word sinners in a position of emphasis, and immediately we are struck with the wonder and glory of the gospel. Christ Jesus came into the world sinners to save. The thrice holy God, the absolutely righteous God, who dwells, we are told, in unapproachable light, sent Jesus Christ, His Son, into the world, sinners, the objects of wrath, the objects utterly repulsive to God, sinners to save. This world in which we live disdains the truth of the gospel. It makes light of Christ and Him crucified. This is due to the blindness of man by nature. He thinks himself autonomous, a law unto himself, independent, self-made, not needing religion. Religion, we are told, is for the weak, for the old, for the infirmed, for those who cannot stand on their own two feet and live in this world. The reverse is rather the truth. Religion is for the one who thinks. Religion is for the one who realizes the decadence of society. Religion is for one who has come to terms with his own sinfulness and condemnation before Almighty God, and has sought reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ. The preaching of the cross, said Paul, is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Man in this generation, as in every preceding generation, is spiritually insane. An insane person cannot face or live in or come to terms with the world of reality. And so he creates in his own mind a dream world. And we call such people insane. Man by